Hello, welcome to You Haven't Blanked That. I'm Forrest.
And this is Jimmy. So this week we watched The Sting,
part of
George Roy Hill Month.
Following the murder of a mutual friend, aspiring con man Johnny Hooker, Robert Redford, teams up with an old pro, Henry Gondorf, Paul Newman, to take revenge on the ruthless crime boss responsible, Doyle Longigan, Robert Shaw. Hooker and Gondorf set about implementing an elaborate scheme, one so crafty that that Lonergan won't even know he's being swindled. As their big con unfolds, however, things don't go according to plan, requiring some last-minute improvisations by the undaunted duo. What did you think of this movie?
I like this movie. Did you not like this? You didn't like this?
I was okay with it. It was
really?
So there's a lot of things I liked about the movie.
I'm going to kick you in your face.
1930s? Cool. Like the whole...
You like the whole ragtimey music that doesn't fit with the 1930s, right?
That was written in 1930? No, just kidding. But all that was fine. Like, I actually liked seeing how things were. The train poker game, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, they're like, okay, cool. And he has, like, the three or the four,
again,
the four threes or whatever.
Again, a scene with cards that's, like, the best tension scene.
Right, great. But at one point, like, he holds the cards up to him and he's constantly looking at him. But I don't see the switch in the cards. Mm-hmm. I don't see him switching the... Right, so...
You're not supposed to.
But the thing is, like, if I'm gonna buy you as a con man, like, I need to see you do the switch.
You're not supposed to see him do the switch. Do you know how cons work?
I do, but, like, there's, like... That was my issue. I didn't see the switch. There was no switch to be had. Obviously. But it was, like... No, I need him to, like, make some sort of, like, whatever and do a sleight of hand. And I need you to show me the sleight of hand for be like, ah, cool. Because at no point was he even close to showing where the switch was. I think that's where I was like, all right, I'm over this fucking movie.
So did you figure out who Luther's dad is?
No, who's his dad?
Well, his name is Robert Earl Jones.
Hold on.
Luther's real name is Robert Earl Jones, Jimmy.
Robert Jones.
Robert Earl Jones.
You're saying names. I saw this movie like a month ago.
Mufasa.
Oh. Yeah. Nice. I don't know, dude. Like, I wanted to care. I wanted to like it. Even like that. I did like that. Con in the beginning. Where it's like, oh, like, I'm down. Like, that guy tried to rob me. He's like, I got to deliver this money. And then, like, oh, give me your cash. We'll put it in here and just shove it in your pants like this. That's where you do a switch. That I appreciated. I'm like, okay, cool. This is going to be a great little movie. But it just wasn't the same.
What did you think about Robert Shaw, dude? Robert Shaw, fucking, you didn't like him as the bad guy?
I mean, yeah, he was okay.
Dude, that's one of his best. First off, his best is always gonna be Quint.
I don't like the
actor. Do you not like Robert Shaw?
I just, this film, like, I expected a lot because I remember we were talking about con movies like a while ago, and you were talking about, oh yeah, The Sting is such a good movie.
It is.
Like, okay, cool. And, all right.
So, have you ever seen Robert Shaw in anything? Besides Jaws and this?
Yeah, I think.
Have you seen The Man for All Seasons?
I have seen it.
That's the fucking King Henry.
Okay, well, this
movie... I was hoping you hadn't seen that. when did you see that?
That was, I don't know, probably like within the past 5 years.
No, okay. That's a good fucking movie. I keep trying to get Lisa to watch that because she's all into like the monarchy, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
this is one of the best.
But... Yeah, I don't know. Like, this movie was just... It was just okay. I was looking online...
You didn't like the fucking waitress part? You didn't like that twist with the waitress?
The wait... which part?
Where he goes in and he's talking to the waitress, and then he's about to get killed by...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You didn't like that twist?
No, I did like that. Like, there's parts of this movie that I liked. There were. But, overall,
dude, Ray Walston doing the voice of the thing. I mean, Charles Durden as the fucking cop that's trying to get him the whole time.
Yeah,
like you just didn't. You really?
I did. I really wanted you to like this movie.
You like Butch Cassidy more than this?
Yeah, I do.
I like this more than Butch Cassidy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have no taste in films.
I've got plenty of taste.
Yeah, I don't know. Like it's. I didn't hate the movie. I just didn't care. But. So, on the side note, I think when I saw this movie, I was constantly going to the hospital dealing with other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, I think maybe that was my lack of empathy for anything. Mm-hmm. But even then, like, I was watching it, like, I didn't... Nothing about it was...
Did you not like the characters because they made you be invested in?
I think so. I think they were just a little just...
Because, like, he's not a good... He's okay con man. He's not a great con man.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And then, like, it's just this drunk fucking Paul Newman.
Yeah, and, like, Paul Newman, like...
I feel like that part where he's putting him in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. Like, it was, like, I mean...
Fucking waterboards him for a bit.
Right? But, like, it was one of those where it's, like, I appreciate everything that they were doing. But the characters, like, I didn't care enough for them. I
like the guy that flat nose in this. I like his character better. I like his character as, like, the fucking lackey for Robert Shaw. Mm. That's the same guy from the gang in Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
And they call it, that's why, his name is Flat Nose in the other one. But, yeah, like, you didn't like him as the fucking lackey?
To me, everything about it was just, like, cool. It was okay. Maybe it's just, like, I'm so used to, like, better con movies.
This is like, the best con movie.
This is supposed to be the best?
This is supposed to be the best con movie.
Dude, no.
What's a better con movie than this?
Paper Moon's a better con movie than this. And that's barely a con movie.
Well, I think I'm supposed to show you confidence. I think we should do, side note, I've been thinking we should do genres next year.
Yeah.
Like, con movies and... Like, we can do Christmas movies because I've never seen Wonderful Life.
Yeah, because I think, like, with the directors, like, we've seen a lot, so we're, like,
literally... No, the directors work out fine.
Yeah.
It's just, I think we kind of audibled this.
Yeah.
Where we're like, oh, let's do this, because I haven't seen this movie. And then you're like, I haven't seen this movie, let's do this.
Yeah.
So this was kind of one on the fly.
Yeah. No, I like it, because I'm finally watching films, like, I've been meaning to watch for a while now.
Yeah, like, well, but same, because...
But, like, The Sting, like,
You know they made a Sting too.
And then I did like the vignettes. Oh, did they really? Were they both in it or
no? This, no. It's
is I, it so much better than this movie?
No, it's people don't like the Sting too. Oh, okay. But it's Jackie Gleason as the Paul Newman.
That's
character.
Where you got to be really careful with Jackie Gleason, because like I like him, but I don't know how I'd feel.
It's like 1980. To Jackie Gleason, and it was made like 10 years after this was.
So like is it very 80s like esque, or they like?
I mean, it's I've seen pictures from it, but I'm not like, oh, I remember this being this great movie. That's one of those movies that like no one's like, oh, no, I'm good. You can just rent it. Like none of the streamers are like going after the Sting 2.
But also that the cover for Sting 2. Looks terrible. Yeah. It's like a generic, like, whatever. Let's just...
Well, they're trying to make it... They're trying to do the whole...
But they're still trying to make it look like 1930s. Is it taken 1930s?
Speaking of remakes, and I know this has nothing to do with the Sting.
But this, though, this is a great photo.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Sting, but... Are you watching the new Avatar?
No, I have not. I think I started it, but I was drinking at a buddy's house, and I didn't.
I'm not set my show.
Yeah. Well, my thing... Oh, yeah. So going to the Avatar, watching it, I was remember, I was like, okay, cool. Like, you're seeing, like, the monks and whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And then like, oh, no. This is going to get dark super quick.
Emily goes, like, I don't remember this part, because Emily's been through the show a few times.
Yeah.
Fuck away, Noah. Henry. Emily's been through both Avatar shows like two or three times.
Yeah, Legend of Korra.
She likes Korra more.
I like Korra. I feel like Korra's a lot to play around with, but the charm and like the richness is on the first.
Well, that's more of a kid's show than Korra was supposed to be more of a teen show.
Yeah, and I like Korra. I think Korra's a great show.
Emily likes Korra better than. She likes Korra better than Aang.
The fighting, the artwork, everything about it is a lot more funner.
You know, they're still funner. Yeah. You know, they're doing stuff on Paramount Plus, like they're making movies and stuff.
Are they?
They're making Avatar movies. No. Animated. Like the people are.
Oh, that's cool. I know they did stories. That. Avatar Productions or the Avatar Studios, and they're supposed to. Do this whole like
that's what they're working
Avatar
on,
stuff and like but it's been years since I heard that they were doing anything.
Well, they do comics too. Emily's reading the comics right
the
now.
The comics are cool, and there's a fan base version of like a future version of like.
Oh, Avatars. so it's in like modern times.
It's modern times, and it's he's like the next evolution of the sand, like the whatever.
Yeah.
He's a sandbender from the future, and then like, but it's like. It's still tying in with the original Aang's story.
Uh-huh.
It's the lineage goes down. And you
so
see that.
So it's
you past. See Bolin's like great granddaughter and like all this other stuff.
So okay, so because Korra, how's Korra related to Aang, or is she not?
She's not.
Oh, but then there's his kid was in the show, right? Isn't Aang's kid in?
Yeah, you got Bumi, and you got like a couple other different.
But like he's got the fucking arrow on his head.
Well, that's because that's his.
No, that's his. I get that.
His
tribe.
Tribe.
No, I get that.
Yeah,
I understand. He's part of the waters.
Air,
whatever. He's the last airbender for us. Fucking, did you not pay attention to the
the title? The
fucking title.
But yeah, no. But yeah, no. I don't have access to
Netflix anymore.
Yeah, and unless I go to T2's house, and I send in
the Wi-Fi. He's not gonna watch that shit.
But if I send it with my phone to the Wi-Fi, then I could
have it for like a week or something, or what? A
week or two before it tells me to go back.
I don't blame you.
But yeah, like I don't know, like I keep thinking of there's nothing to watch. Like when I go on Netflix, there's.
My kids find shit to watch on there, so it's there's comedy stuff. There's a bunch of comedy.
Yeah,
shit.
And then like I end up like. Being drawn to like just generic like
you didn't watch that garbage show I told you to watch,
which one? Oh, that false love. No, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh dude, it's just
but that's my bread and butter. I love it.
Sell television de Becerra. Let me tell you, if there's ever television de Becerra, it is amor de falso.
But yeah dude, like I don't know, like I've been trying to get it to reading more. But now that I have this tablet, I'll probably get into more reading. But like,
you want me to help you set your shit up?
I don't have a library card, so I can't even get my Hoopla going.
What's wrong with your library card? It doesn't work.
It's expired.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I checked it because I tried to read.
You can just call them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or you can email them too.
Oh, I'll probably do that.
But anyway, back to the sting.
Back to the sting.
We'll talk about that in a second.
I don't know. Like, it was just like I was kind of hoping for. The vignettes where like they break down the con, I liked because like okay cool like
yeah they're trying up the hook, they're trying to teach the wire, you the
yeah so I'm like okay this is cool, I like how quick they were on their feet trying to like regroup and trying to like go on the fly and like
they have to like take that office over and be like we're painting
yeah and then
like, he wants to be there now we're painting yeah. I'm painting my office
yeah and the whole like the booking thing is like oh I want you to place a bet because my brother-in-law is the telecommunications guy for the races and da-da-da-da, so we get to know the answers beforehand. And then I like that whole, like, he wants to place a bet. Shit, we'll delay him. And then, like, they run the race early just so he can't place a bet. But it keeps him thinking, like, oh, okay, cool, I got it. But, like, I mean, there's fun moments, but overall, like, I was just like, okay, okay. But I don't know. It was good. It wasn't great. I'm glad I watched it. But, like, I have nothing to it. I even Googled, like, goofs, like, on the film so I could make fun of it. Such minor things. Like, the phones that they had on Polk's desk is accurate, but the ringing sound is from the 1960s telephone. I mean, like, yeah. Who gives a shit about that? Or you can kind of see a 1950s, like, you know, lock on a specific door, and then they didn't have that in the 30s. Yeah. Just minor things. So I'm like, okay, none of this is really...
That's fun. Nothing that anybody's going to look at now.
Yeah.
And or so, then. Like, no one gave a shit then.
Yeah. And so, like, okay, cool. It doesn't take you away from the movies. And unless you're specifically looking for it, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know what a telephone sounds like. It doesn't need to be 100% accurate. So, like, I liked it. It was cool, but not my thing. And I was actually really thinking, like, okay, cool. Like, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Love that movie. It's like, we're going to get these two in this one. Fuck yeah, it's going to be good. And their banter was not really there.
I like their banter better in this one than I do in Butch Cassidy.
You know what? Because they actually talk and they have something to do. Where in Butch Cassidy, they're just kind of hanging out because you're seeing like their real lives. But like, I don't know. I was hoping for more. I really was. I'm not disappointed. Like, it's a good movie. Like, if it's on, I'll sit for a little bit and watch it. But I'm not going to go out of my way to rewatch it again. You know what I mean? But
we ask a question each week.
Oh, my God. The black man that dies, that starts the whole thing.
Who? Oh, do you want to replace James Earl Jones' dad?
Yeah. 100%.
So he can get shot and go,
But, like, and then, like, I felt bad. I felt bad for him. That was, like, the moment where, like, okay, this could be a really good movie. Because he was out. He was going to retire. He didn't want to do any more cons. And he said, I don't want to be the fool. An old, you know.
Yeah. Because
the more you get into it, the more bigger fool, the older you get. And he was right. And he was going to be clean. Start a business. Kind of clean. You know what I mean? And you're like, okay, cool. Good for him. And then, like, they kill him off. I'm like, is it because he's a black man? Is that what it is? But, no, it was just bad timing. And it's just fucking Redford's fucking fault for spending that cash on that first night with that floozy.
Yeah, we're watching the movie, and Emily's in the living room, and she's like, oh, at that part where it shows her as, like, the burlesque dancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Emily, it's a burlesque dancer. Her nipples are closed. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's also one of those, like, that's also my, like, I don't give a shit. It's boobs. Stop being all weird about boobs.
Yeah, I mean, the costuming's great. Everything's fantastic. But, like, I wanted more. And I think it's maybe just wanting... seeing more now and then going back to like an earlier stage of like the genre.
Yeah.
But yeah. Who would you put the Fell Dog?
I don't want to replace,
because the little Corey Feldman would obviously be the Newsboys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Papers!
I don't want to replace Flat Nose, but I think it would be funnier with him as Flat Nose.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know I read all those Ed Brubaker books?
Yes.
This is hands down my favorite one that I've read.
Oh, okay.
It's called Where the Body Was.
Okay.
And I think it takes place in, like, South Orange County, just by the way it talks about it and everything. Oh,
okay.
And, you know, like, in, like, San Clemente area. And it's so fucking good. What he does is, as he's telling the story, he'll have people kind of telling it from, like, remembering it. Like, he's, like, they're being interviewed about it, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And they'll tell the story about it. So, like, and it's such a good, like, murder mystery thing.
Yeah.
And just, like kind of, like, you know, he talked about how he wanted to make a romance novel, and he ended up making a mystery story. And this time he wanted to make this mystery story and ended up making a romance novel.
Oh, okay.
And it's really, so, like, one of my favorite things I've read this year.
Yeah, the artist looks amazing.
Well, it's the same guy who does all of his work.
Is it?
Yeah, dude, that guy does
the cover is pretty dope. I do like the cover.
Dude, if you want good, like, noir, if you want good detective stories, just all around good writing, like, just go. They're making, okay, and on Amazon, he has a series called Criminal.
Uh-huh.
Ed Brubaker, and it's a comic series. They're making a Criminal TV show. And I cannot wait.
So the cast of characters for this book is Tommy Brandt, juvenile delinquent, Karina Lane, teenage runaway, Palmer Sneed, man with a... So it was blurry when I pulled it up, so I thought it said man with a bulge.
Badge.
man with a badge. Jack Foster, private investigator, Mrs. Wilson, neighborhood watch, Tony Malvey?
Yeah.
Neglected wife. Ooh, she's cute. Dr. Ted Melvey, a hardworking physicist or
psychiatrist.
Leela Nguyen, aka the Roller Derby Kid. A great name, by the way. Renko, homeless veteran, and that is it.
It's so fucking good. Like I
love like it. The cast, how like diverse it is.
Yeah, dude, like go. Like, seriously, you're always trying to find, if you're finding, trying to find, and that's on, that was on Hoopla.
Oh, okay, nice.
A lot of Ed Brubaker stuff is on Hoopla. Fatale's a good one. There's one about old Hollywood that's only like, and they're short, some of them are short. Like, Criminal, it's about this crime family, like, the family and all the crimes that they've done, like, the different generations of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, as you get through the stories more.
Yeah.
He'll do one called, he has one called Reckless. That I've read all those. Those yeah. are like him doing like paperbacks, like dime store paperbacks.
Yeah.
Like mystery paperbacks. And that's what those are. They're just, it's his dime store paperback stories. And he's got four, he's done like three or four of them, and he's got one more he's going to do.
Nice.
And it takes place in, that takes place in like Los Angeles, like 1960s, 19, like 1970s, late 80s. Los Angeles. So there's a bunch of punk rockers all around and shit.
That's cool.
And he owns, the guy owns a movie theater and he's solving crimes in between. It's kind of like a
dude, I'm not sure if this is the same writer.
It is.
Did he do all these books?
Let me see.
The Weekend Princess, the
Ed Brubaker? No. He didn't do all those. You're Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
So hold on. B R U. There we go. Yeah, here we go. The Fade Out, that's the one that's the thing. Let me see. I don't know if Ed Brubaker did that, but cool. Like, I've not read a bad Ed Brubaker book at all.
Among the Thugs?
Let me see that one. Which one? That one is? Five. That's not, I don't think that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's, I don't know why they oh, here we go.
Oh, there you go.
There, I'll scroll down a bit. Fatale's a good one.
Oh, he wrote Captain America?
He wrote... He's the one who came up with Winter Soldier.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Colonel poster cover on the comic looks pretty dope.
Dude, all of those are so... If you want good noir, good crime stories, like, he knows what he's fucking doing.
Nice. What was I going to say? What else? Anything else you've been...
A book called King Dork.
King Dork.
It's written by Frank Portman from Mr. T Experience.
Okay.
And it's like a high school kind of story. And it's pretty interesting so far. I'm reading a comic called Night Terrors, and it's Batman, like all these like horror stories that take place in Gotham or in like dream, like there's this villain called Insomnia that's knocking everybody out.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're all inside like nightmares that they're having. That's been interesting. Bruce Campbell wrote Sergeant Rock versus the Army of the Dead.
Sergeant, okay, nice.
So that was good. It's him in World War II fighting like Hitler and zombies.
That's cool.
It was fun. It's Bruce Campbell and it's Sergeant Rock and it's zombies and yeah. So Emily is reading the Lemony Snicket books.
Oh, okay. I've read one. I think maybe two of them. They're okay.
I've been watching. She's been reading them, and as she finishes them, we go back and watch the show.
Oh, okay, nice.
And then I'm watching The Simpsons still during the week. I watched an episode this week called Flaming Moe's, but it's not the old one. So what happens is that nobody's coming into Moe's, and Waylon can't get into the gay bar across the street from. So they turned Moe's into a gay bar.
Flaming Moe's.
And that's the episode is called Flaming Moe's. But they turn Moe's into a gay bar, and then they think Moe's gay, but Moe's Moe's like kind of playing it up.
Right,
but he's not. Yeah, yeah, for the tips. And then like this guy keeps hitting on me. He's like, oh no, I'm busy. Sorry. And then they want him to be on the city council. And Waylon's like, you can't do this. You can't act gay if you're not and do that. And then he talks about the whole part where he goes over all the different bars. Like was, oh, remember it was Uncle Mo's Family Feedback? And that didn't make any money. And he's just like going through everything.
That's cool.
Dude, there, you know what? Like, I think we got so used to, it got so wacky and we weren't used to it. Like, it's still pretty, it's fine.
Yeah.
We should have gone, I should have been watching the whole time, but I was busy as shit.
Yeah, I got busy, but, like, it's, some of the later ones, I watch, I'm like, oh, this you know, is good.
I'll get a chuckle out of every episode.
Uh-huh.
I'll get a good laugh.
You know what, to me,
I'll get a good laugh every, like, there's a really good episode every, like, 3 to 5, about 2 to 3 episodes.
Yeah.
There's a really good one that's like a classic episode. Like, this Flaming Moses one was good. Oh god, I made Lisa watch one where Mr. Burns was gonna die. No, Mr. Burns goes and takes all the vaccines. But I think it was really funny because it was kind of COVID. It kind of called COVID out where all the rich people went. He's like, I need some vaccines. I'm just gonna take them all.
Yeah, jeez.
But I'm gonna make you watch that episode too.
Was gonna say, my thing, I think what it was is like, I'm not used, I don't like a change of art in the middle of something. Do you know what I mean? So
we got mad when it got to HD and it looked clear.
Yeah, but the lines got thinner rather than the thick hand-drawn lines. And like they still kind of, if you watch the episodes, you could see where they like peppered it in and then it went straight like clean lines. And I like that to me always, it always bothered me. But that's just more a visual thing.
That's you. But that's you being an artist and being picky about
shit. Yeah, and that's just visual. And then also, like, the jokes were just slightly different. And I'm like, oh, okay,
They are.
But then once I've gone back, not every episode I liked, but there have been some that I liked.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, you get, like I always say, you get the seasons 5 through 8. And most of 4 and 5 through 8.
Yeah.
Like, That's just like banger after 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 banger. Like they're all, like that's like peak Simpsons.
Oh yeah,
and it's ridiculous that there are 3 years of peak episodes of that show.
Yeah, top notch.
6, 7, and 8 are 3 of the best years of TV written on anything I've ever watched.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those where it's like, I feel like I don't have time, but obviously I do have time now.
You know what I do? Is I only get a half hour for lunch, so I watch a sitcom. Because it's 22 minutes, I can fit it in, and by the time I get to the end of it, I know I've got like 5 minutes left
of
my
true.
Lunch. And so it's easier for me to keep an eye on
time.
Like if I had just started writing, like if I wrote from like the beginning of my lunch and stuff, I would be late every time. So I can do a little bit here and there while I'm watching the episode, and it's easier for me to keep time that way.
Yeah, that's
but smart. I've been doing that since I've worked there. I've gone through 30 Rock, I've gone through Scrubs. I'm making my way through the Simpsons I haven't seen. I caught up on What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, nice.
I finished Reservation Dogs that way.
Yeah.
I was doing that in between What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Was it? I've been playing video games.
Oh, what are you playing?
Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Is that the one that you let me borrow and then I gave back to?
I think so. Switch? Or for the Switch. I can tell you right now, I fucking destroyed that fucking Elite Four bullshit that they had me do. So, my favorite Pokemon.
We didn't get that far in it because Emily likes the idea of video games. She doesn't like the commitment to video games.
Yeah, I get that.
That's why we have that.
Fucking that's why you can't tell like our.
That's why we have that fucking Dreamlight Valley game because
you just pick it up and stop.
No, that was Emily's Santa gift. She asked for that for Santa. She played it twice, and then Lisa's been the one playing it. So I'm like, no,
Lisa's being played though.
What?
Lisa's being played.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if she's getting back at me because I ruined fucking Christmas for her and told her there's no Santa this year.
Right, maybe.
That's my thing. I'm not going to fucking use it.
My favorite Pokemon is Oddish. Dude, he's like a little blue ball with feet, and he's got leaves sticking out of his head.
So you like the blue ball.
Yeah. And so, but I found out with the Eevee package, because it was, let's go Eevee and let's go Pikachu. The Oddish is on the Pikachu version. Did you not buy my Pikachu? No, I was like, fuck that. So I used my Pokemon Go on my phone. You fucking transferred it over. So now I have it. But like, I was trying to get a shiny, because they said like, if you have a shiny, it's like, you have like, A shiny is a Pokemon that is a different variant of a color. It's basically all it is.
So it's the fucking Sparkle Funko Pop of the fucking...
Yeah. And then so I was like trying to get a shiny of this like this little horsey Pokemon. And I was like, oh, fantastic. But like you have one in like 41,000ths of a chance of getting it. Like, just out of luck, right? But the more you catch it in a row, like the same Pokemon over and over in a row, your chances get higher and higher. And then once you get to 100, if you catch 100 of those Pokemon, then your chances are 1 in 300. So I ended up catching, like, over 400 of the same damn Pokemon. Nothing happened. But I guess when I was catching all these Pokemon, my experience levels goes up like crazy.
Yeah.
So my Eevee that I had from the beginning turned out to be, I maxed them out to 100. So when I got to the very end of the game... it's supposed to be really difficult, but since my Pokemon was so high up, I fucking destroyed everybody with one move, and I'm like, oh, this is great, it's done. But then you can't reset those games. You can't redo the game again. You're stuck with, like, how it is. Okay. So, like, you can't replay, which is kind of annoying, because the only way to replay it is to delete all your data and erase everything that you've done, and then you could start over again, but that's a lot of work just to be thrown away, you know what I mean? So that's my little beef about that whole game. I didn't know that, which is kind of a bummer, but I do like my Pokemon that I have, but it's kind of a pain in the butt. Oh, dude, I was playing that Street Fighter game.
Which one?
The one that you let me borrow for the Switch. I got so irritated because I couldn't figure out how to play the stupid game. Then I realized you have to hit the minus button to hit enter to go into the game to play it.
Oh, because did I let you borrow my fucking Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Oh, you have my Street Fighter?
Because you can have it back. It irritated the shit out of me.
No, it's fucking, you can borrow it, buddy. Oh, shut up.
Forrest.
Hey, Jimmy.
So for Francis Ford Coppola month, we're going to watch a little movie called Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I remember when this movie came out and I just didn't want to see it.
What? Like, dude, you're missing out. It's actually, the acting, phenomenal. Keanu Reeves... This is where this star is born.
This is where the star shines.
Next week.
Well, that's going to do it for the episode this week. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up at our Instagram.
At yhblankthat.
Or you can email us at yhblankthat@gmail.com.
Bye.
Bye.